This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo is leaving Austin, and he's going to Houston to lead the police department there.
I really look forward to the challenge of working in a city, meeting with these elected officials, where they get the big picture and where they think big.
KUT's Audrey McGlinchey is here to talk to me about it. Hey, Audrey.
Hey, Nathan.
Why would Art Acevedo want to leave Austin?
Well, there's a bit of a pay raise in that. He'll make around $70,000 more in Houston. That's according to salaries as gathered by the Texas Tribune. It's also a much larger police department. You can think of it as a promotion.
What kind of reaction have you heard today from city council members about this?
We've heard from the mayor. We've heard from a few city council members. A lot of them seem to really like this police chief. Of course, you know, as he's leaving, it's hard to kind of say a lot of bad things about him. Let me see here. I got some reaction from council member Ora Houston, who represents the largest African-American district here in Austin. She said he had a positive impact on community policing here, that he's really worked to build bridges and establish relationships with communities. And I think just personally, as someone who's, you know, been out in the community reporting, I've heard that from folks as well. A lot of community events that I've gone to, he's been there. Everyone seems to know him on a first-name basis. So that's certainly echoed in Councilmember Ora Houston's note about him. Councilmember Gallo, who represents District 10, reached out today and said, "Our city has been well served by Art Acevedo. The city of Houston is very lucky to have him, and she looks forward to, you know, working with the mayor and other city council members to find a new chief."
What does Mayor Adler say about Acevedo's departure?
He said losing Art Acevedo is a huge deal, and replacing him, and he's right, will be a big task.
If you had ever walked in a parade with Art Acevedo, you would know the love that exists for him in this community and the breadth of lives that he has touched and the number of people that call him their friend. He's a celebrity and a rock star here in Austin.
What about the Office of the Police Monitor? They've been often critical of the Austin Police Department. How does Margot Frazier feel about Acevedo leaving?
She sent a short note, but, you know, she said Austin's losing a good chief. Quote, "Chief Acevedo and I have enjoyed a good relationship, even though we have disagreed at times. The Austin Police Department is more transparent and accountable due to his service." Other people have said that he really made a point of being open and transparent with the community.
You spoke to some civil rights activists about Acevedo's departure. What did they have to say to you?
So I spoke to Nelson Linder, the president of the local NAACP chapter, and he, you know, praised Acevedo on his roughly 9.5 years as the police chief. But he also said he's really looking forward to seeing a new guy or woman in place, and that he really thinks there needs to be a lot of internal changes, including different training for officers.
No doubt about it. He did an outstanding job of communicating with all populations. He did that. But I think beyond that is that the issues that we're addressing, racial profiling, use of force, those issues are still being addressed today. And I think to solve those kind of issues, it takes less public communication and more focus on training in the academy and also getting buy-in from the rank and file officers.
And I also spoke with Chaz Moore, who runs the Austin Justice Coalition. And, you know, he was sincerely very disappointed. It was interesting speaking with him because I think Art Acevedo has been one of the first chiefs who's really sat down with local activists and tried to hear these folks out and hear about their concerns.
I think just opening up the doors to certain meetings and dialogue within the police department is something that's not really happening everywhere else. You know, I think the fact that he can willingly take criticism from the community, but at the same token, sit down with community members and work towards a better policing model for Travis County and the city of Austin, I think that's pretty remarkable.
Obviously, there's going to be a big search process happening, and this isn't the only executive search the city's got going on right now, right?
That's right, Nathan. So the city's also looking to hire a new city manager in addition to a chief of police. And usually the city manager is heavily involved with the process of finding a new chief of police. So we have an interim, Elaine Hart, who's working that city manager job right now. But it'll be interesting because, you know, we're down a few folks.
KUT's Audrey McGlinchey, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Nathan.
We'll be right back.